We want to thank you for the privilege of considering the truth of God again tonight.
主啊,我们在要感谢您,今天晚上我们可以再次一起学习神的话。
And we thank you, Lord, for the fact that we can get together on a Saturday evening and a Sunday morning, depending on where we are in this old earth.
所以呢,我们也感谢您呢,今天我们可以在那个星期天的早上或者星期六的晚上就在一起,不管我们在中国还是在这里。
Lord, the theme of Philippians, among other things, is that we might think right in order that our lives might be filled with joy.
所以主要我们那个腓立比书的那个主题是呢,我们可以那个正确的思考,这样呢,我们的人生就会充满喜乐。
And so to these two great ends, we commit ourselves now. Lord, help us to think clearly and then help us to be filled with joy.
就是这样的事情,我们就祷告,全年的帮助我们呢,就是说是正确的思考,也帮助我们呢,充满了喜乐。
So Lord, as we study now, we pray for your help. Bring along those who you think should join us. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
记住啊,当我们学习的时候,我们需要您帮助,求您把那些呢,心肠和我们参加我们这个学习的人带到这里来,我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, good again to see each one tonight. Thanks for Mrs. Liu and Sharon joining us. We welcome you as well. May the Lord bless us tonight.
也再次感谢大家,感谢大家刚刚加入我们的,就是说呢,我们愿主今天晚上赐福给我们。So
we've been studying in Philippians and chapter 3 in the last few few weeks.
因为我们一直在学习呢,腓立比书的第三章在过去的两个星期里。
My problem is that my computer screen just went blank, so give me a moment to hook up again. Can you hear me, Roy?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, can you see me?
I can see you.
I can't see you.
So you just click
okay,
the...
Here we are. I'm yeah. back.
Oh, you're back, okay. 所以刚才他那个Zoom电脑上的消失了,他现在调回来了。
All right, so we're going to pick up our studies back in chapter 3 and verse 5.
我们要从那个腓立比书第三章第五节开始学。
An example for us is the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是我们的那个榜样是我们的主耶稣基督。
And so the theme in verse 5 is, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
现在就是说是,这个主要的主题是要,你们要以基督的心为心。So
our problem is that we don't naturally think like the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的问题是呢,我们并不是自然而然的像主耶稣基督那样去思考。
We tend to think like the world. We tend to think like the flesh. And we tend to think about today rather than eternity.
对,我们呢,就是说是思考今天,
and so the theme of Philippians carries on this subject of the mind and thinking, and it carries on well into well into the end of the book.
以这样的一个思路呢,一直延续到这本书的结尾。
I'm just trying to find the verse here. Chapter 4 and verse 8.
因为我们找到呢,他是找到第四章第八节,腓立比书四章八节。
It says, finally, my brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue or if there be anything praiseworthy, meditate or think on these things. It's all about making sure that we think right.
第八节说，那弟兄们，我还有末未见的话说，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。这就是说，是要我们呢正确的去思考。
So I keep thinking about my old computer.
因为一直在想我的那个老的电脑。
And it did a little, but not very much.
他那可以做点事情，但做不了太多。
And somebody came along to me and said, Harold, if you want this thing to work right, you're either going to have to reprogram it, or you're going to have to get a new computer that is reprogrammed.
因为有些人告诉我说，还有的，如果想要这个电脑个好的工作呢，也重新输入程序，或者说买一台新的电脑，输入了新的程序的。
And so we as Christians have got to get a new computer that's reprogrammed so that we can think right.
所以我们作为基督徒来说呢，我们就要像一个新的电脑一样，我们要重新的输入程序，这样我们就可以思考正确。
And the book of Philippians basically is how to do that.
所以呢，《腓立比书》基本上是说呢，我们怎样可以做到这一点。
Remember that the name Philippians means the lover of horses.
你记住那个腓立比的这个名字的意思是他们的爱马的人。
And like the Philippians, we've got to learn to think and therefore to love Jesus and the eternal things rather than horses.
所以我们内在思考呢，要像那个腓立比人那样，我们要在永恒里去思考我们的主耶稣，而不是去思考在现在的马。
So the issue before us then in chapter 2 is how did Jesus think?
所以在我面前摆着的问题呢，是在第二章里，主耶稣基督他是怎么思考的？
So verse 6 and 7 say, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of man.
因腓立比书第二章的第六节、第七节，第六节说呢，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了仆人的形象，成为人的样式。
So recognizing that there was an important job to do, he turned away from the thoughts of the pleasure of the moment, and he invested himself in the work that would bring the great blessings in the future.
这个里面呢，就是说呢，他本来就是神的样子，但是呢，他却把它抛在一边，然后呢，就是说是啊，为了人类的利益来赐福给人类。
And consequently, he left heaven and came down to the earth to us. He came down a long way in order to accomplish our salvation, which ultimately would bring him much joy.
这个里面最终呢，他离开那天堂来到我们这里。那我们这里呢，就是说他从一个长很走了很长的路来到我们这里呢，是为了给我们带来救恩。最终呢，我们可以给他带来喜乐。
And verse 8, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
第八节说呢，既有人的样子，就谦卑自己，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So, the key here is he humbled himself. Humility to set aside personal pleasures, personal activity, he set that aside in order to go to the cross for us in order to get the blessing that would follow.
所以这里主题呢，就是他首先他谦卑自己，他谦卑呢，然后呢，把他自己的个人的那样的喜乐和利益呢放在一边，放在一边，这样呢来到我们这里，来我这为呢赐不够我们，最终呢他呢死在十字架上，为了给我们带来救恩。
So he became the example for us in his descent into the will of God and the work of God.
所以呢，他呢成为我们的榜样，就是说呢，在呢遵循神的旨意，去做神的工作这一方面。
And so verse 9 says, therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
第九节说呢，所以神将他升为至高，又给他一个超乎万民之上的名。
So he humbled himself and God exalted him.
所以他谦卑自己，神呢高升了他。
That is a beautiful principle.
这是一个很美的原则。
You walk into a situation, lots of problems, you say, listen, I'm going to stay here and help.
所以呢，就是说呢，你在这里呢，行走的过程中呢，你发现了很多的问题，你说我会留下来帮助。
And that very often becomes a great problem for you, but a great blessing for others, and ultimately a great blessing for you.
其实通常呢，对你呢自己呢会产生了很大的问题，那么说会给人家带来很多的福气，那么这样的福气呢，最终也会给你自己带来很大的福气。
God watches us go down, and then he brings us up. We humble ourselves, he exalts us. Hallelujah.
所以呢，神呢看到我们呢在往下走，那么他会呢将我们升高。所以呢，我们谦卑自己，神将我们升高。哈利路亚。
Now, the ultimate end of the Lord Jesus Christ is verse 10. It's beautiful that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth.
第最终呢，第十节在我们的主耶稣基督之上，这是非常奇妙的。第十节说，叫一切在天上、地上和地底下的，必因耶稣的名屈膝。Most
people in the world today either ignore Jesus or fight against him.
所以呢，在大多数在这个世界上的人呢，他们或者呢忽略了主耶稣基督，或者呢和主耶稣基督对抗。
But the fact is, God watched Jesus go all the way to the cross and to die for us, and therefore he has commanded that their day will come when every knee will bow to the Lord Jesus.
所以事实上呢，神呢，他看到主耶稣基督走上了十字架，为我们罪而死呢，所以神最终呢，他高升了主耶稣。
There are certain things in life that are absolutely certain to come.
其实在我们这人生里呢，有很多事情呢，它是一定会来的。
The old saying is, death and taxes all will come to all of us.
因为就是过去所讲的，就是死亡和税都会来到我们每个人身上。
And the coming of death is a very sad thing. One of our friends, Norma's close friend, died this week. Very, very sad.
因为死亡是一件非常悲伤的事情。Norma的一个朋友呢，这个星期呢死了，是非常的悲伤的事情。
But she was well prepared for death.
但是他呢，已经准备好了，为了死亡。
One day, everyone will bow before the Lord Jesus Christ, but not everyone is prepared for that day.
所以呢，有一天呢，每个人呢都要向主耶稣基督呢屈膝，但是并不是每个人都准备好了那一天。
It will happen.
这它一定会发生。
There will be no avoiding it.
所以没有人可以避免。
How foolish to ignore that day.
所以呢，如果说忽视那个日子，是多么的愚蠢。
And so verse 13, verse 10 goes on and carries on the theme. It says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, every knee will bow to the Lord Jesus.
第十节说呢，必因耶稣的名屈膝。那么说呢，这个讲到的是在天上的，在地下的，和地底下的。这个意思呢，就不管你是谁，不管你在哪里，都要向主耶稣基督的名屈膝。
And verse 11, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
第十一节说，万口必承认耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
There is coming this glorious day when everyone in the universe will be bowing before the Lord Jesus Christ, all the voices together confessing that He is Lord.
因为在宇宙里就有这样荣耀的一天，这一天呢，就是说是所有的人都会向主耶稣基督屈膝，所有的人的口必承认主耶稣基督为主。
And what does that all imply?
所以这些都呢意味着什么？
And verse 12 begins with the simple word, therefore.
因为就是第十二节呢开始这样一个简单的词，因此。
The facts of the life of the Lord Jesus are given to us in the earlier verses 5 through 8.
因为这个事实呢，在前面给出了我们关于我们的主耶稣基督，是从第五节到第八节。
And God's response 9 through 11.
所以神的反应呢，是从9到11节。
And then our response, verse 12.
所以我们的反应是第十二节。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
第十二节是因此，我亲爱的人呢，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当战惊恐惧，成就你们的得救。
Now, it would have been interesting to have been in the assembly in Philippi when Paul was there.
所以这个非常有意思的事情，如果说呢，当时呢，使徒保罗在腓立比的时候。
And as Paul taught the Philippians responded and obeyed what he had taught.
所以呢，当使徒保罗教导他们时候呢，腓立比的那些信徒呢，他们呢就是说是顺服了使徒保罗所教导的，
Well, that's pretty encouraging.
这个对我们那时候是非常受鼓舞的。
Not all preachers, not all teachers are met with an obedient response from the students or from the audience they're teaching.
所以，并不是说所有的那些讲道人和那些圣经教师，他们碰到的听众或者是学生呢，都是去顺服他们所教导的。
A school teacher often speaks up and gives instructions to a class, and sometimes the class don't obey.
所以在学校的老师呢，经常呢，他们必须呢，在教室里给学生那样的指示，但是他们有时候呢，教师发出的指示，学生并不总是顺服的。
The Philippians were not like that. They did obey. The Philippians obeyed in the little things.
所以腓立比的人呢，他们不是像那样的，他们真的是顺服了，他们在小事上都顺服。
And if you learn to obey in the little things, you'll begin to obey in the big things.
如果你从小事上学会了顺服，那么说在大事上呢，你也会顺服。
But it is true, isn't it? That if you disobey in the little things, you'll be very encouraged to disobey in the big things.
其实这个也是个事实。那么说呢，如果你在小事上都不顺服的话呢，你肯定呢在大事上也不会顺服。
So sometimes I will speak to somebody about what the Bible says, and I say, you know, the Bible says we should do this.
所以有时候呢，我跟有些人说呢，关于圣经里所说的，我说你知道吗？圣经里说你应该这么做。
And sometimes they say to me, oh, that's not very important. We don't have to do that.
所以有时候呢，他们回答我说呢，啊，这个并不是很重要，我们不必那么去做。
And then I watch those people when we get to the important things, and they don't obey that either.
其实呢,我观察那些人呢,到我们来到重要的事情的方面呢,他们也不顺服。
So the Philippians had a wonderful running start to the blessings of God because they obeyed Paul. First of all, when he was there, they obeyed him in the little things.
因为这个腓立比人呢，他们在那个就是说是顺服神这方面得到了就是第一名，所以呢，当使徒保罗在那里时候呢，在小事上呢，他们也顺服使徒保罗。
And now in the middle of the verse, you get the phrase, but now much more in my absence.
也在这中间你得到这样的词，他说就是如今我不在你们那里。
I can imagine a father who teaches his children and then has to go away on business.
就想象呢，一个父亲呢，就是说是教导他的孩子们，然后呢，他必须离开去做生意。
And an issue comes up, so the father writes a letter to the child or the children and simply says, I'm away, but this is important. You must do this.
那里呢出现了问题，那么说呢，那父亲的这个孩子们写信说呢，我现在不在这里，就是这些事情是我不在的时候，你们必须要做的。
You can imagine the children saying, this must be important. Daddy, Daddy wrote it clearly for us. He's demanding it. We will do it more now that he's away than we would have even done it when he was there.
这个里面呢，就是这些孩子们说呢，这些事情呢是非常重要的，因为呢父亲把它写下来了。那么说呢，父亲就现在不在这里，我们也要去这样去做，就像父亲在这里的时候，我们照着去做一样。
And so what is it that he's demanding of them? The end of verse 12.
所以第十二节的结尾是什么呢？
It's work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
所以就当恐惧战惊，做成你们的得救。
Okay, you got salvation. That's wonderful. We praise the Lord for it.
因为你得到的救恩，这是非常奇妙的，我们为此赞美主。
Now that salvation begins in us, our responsibility is to work it out into the details of life.
所以呢，救恩已经在我们里面了，那我们的职责呢，就是说呢，把这些细节在我们的人生里把它做成。
And what is the logic here? It is God is working in us both to will and to do for his good pleasure.
因为这个逻辑在这里呢，神呢在我们里面去做呢，都是为了要成就他的美意。
So the fact is that that we even pay attention to the instructions of Scripture. The reason for that is God is working in us.
现在就是事实上呢，我们就是说要对圣经呢，我们要引起我们的注意。这个事实上是因为神在我们里面做工。
I guess an illustration of that, excuse me, is that we came along to a Bible study tonight on a Saturday night.
就认为举个例子说呢，就像今天星期六的晚上，我们都来到这里一起参加这个圣经学习。I
looked out the window before I came to the meeting this evening.
因为呢，在我参加这个会议之前呢，我看了一下窗户。Our
neighbors are having a party.
我们的邻居呢，在开那个party。
What is more important, to go to the party or to work out our own salvation and to go to hear the truth of God?
现在哪一样更重要呢？是参加那样的party聚会呢？还是来参加这样的学习，做成完成我们的救恩呢？
And so we say, thank you, Lord. I'm glad that you're working in me. You're working in me, giving me a desire to do what I ought to do.
我们说呢，感谢主，因为您呢在我们里面行事，给我们这样的就是愿望，让我们去遵循您的旨意。
And then That's not the only thing he gives us the ability to do. It's God working in us both to will and to do, the desire and the ability to fulfill that desire and perform that work.
因为这个呢，并不是仅仅是这样的，神呢不仅赐给我们这样的愿望，同样呢也赐给我们这样的能力，他让我们有这样的能力去完成我们的这样的愿望，去做成那样的工作。
The consequence of which is that God is full of pleasure for his good pleasure. He wants us, he works in us both to will and to do.
对这个里面的最终的结果是，那要成就神的美意。那么这神他也有美意。那么在我们里面呢，就是说，如果我们有这样的愿望，也愿意去做的话，这是神喜悦的。
Okay, so the question then is, what is it he wants us to do?
接下来的问题是呢，他想要我们做什么呢？
And the first thing is verse 14, do all things without murmuring and disputing.
第一件呢，就是这些四节讲的，凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
Now, not all people like to do things without complaining.
所以，并不是说所有的人呢，他们做事情不抱怨。
The children of Israel, excuse me, when they came out of Egypt, they brought a lot of complaints with them.
所以呢，就是说呢，以色列人当他们从埃及出来的时候呢，他们对神发了大量的怨言。
When they'd been in Egypt, every time they got up in the morning, they looked forward to a day of slavery.
所以呢，他们当在那个就是说是埃及的时候呢，每天早上起来呢，他们知道今天呢要做奴隶了。
But when they got to the other side of the ocean, of the Red Sea, they awakened every morning to a day of freedom from labor. Freedom from the Egyptian dominance, freedom to serve God.
所以呢，当他们呢，就是说这个过到红海的那一边以后呢，在旷野里，他们每天早晨醒来呢，他们呢盼望着，他们得到的是自由，他们有这样的自由呢，去服侍神。
But they were complaining.
但他们却那个抱怨。
And the question is, what's the good of complaining?
现在问题是呢，抱怨有什么好处呢？
They had been blessed in such a wonderful way. Why would they continue to complain?
他们呢得到了如此的这样大的赐福，那么他们为什么呢？问题是他们为什么要抱怨呢？
And again, welcome to Amir. Amir, we're studying tonight in the book of Philippians, chapter 2.
所以呢，
Philippians, chapter 2.
在此呢，欢迎那个阿米尔。那么告诉阿米尔，我们今天学习呢《腓立比书》第二章。
So, verse 14 says the first thing they've got to do is stop complaining.
第14节呢，告诉我们的第一件他们要学会的事情呢，就是不要发怨言。
Now, the next line is without disputing. They had periodically they started fighting one another.
所以下一件事情呢，就是不要起争论。在他们在那的时候呢，他们经常呢会争吵。
And for all the reasons that little children fight, older people fight the same.
所以呢，就是说呢，出于某些原因呢，小孩子他们会争吵，那么年纪大的人呢，也会争吵，出于同样的原因。
I want to get what I want to get, they say.
他们说呢，我想得到我想要得到的东西。
And they blame the other person for not allowing them to get what they want.
所以他们那就埋怨那些其他的人呢，不让他们得到他们想要得到的东西。
So, two foundational things now. We're getting a logic here. The logic is Jesus came down to the point of humility and obedience.
因为我们这里有两个基础的东西，第一个呢，这样的逻辑是说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他从天上下来，然后谦卑自己。
Therefore, we are to come down in our thinking about ourselves to the point of obedience and humility.
所以呢，因此呢，我们也要下来。下来呢，就是说是，从我们这个方面呢，就是说呢，我们的顺服和我们的谦卑方面。
And in particular, that means quit complaining and don't fight with your brothers.
所以呢，就是说是这里呢，基本上说呢，你不要去发怨言，不要去跟你的弟兄姊妹去争论。
So if you do that, what comes next? Verse 15.
所以，如果你那样去做，下一步来到什么第15节？
Well, you will become blameless and harmless as children of God.
因为使你们无可指责，诚实无为。
There's a lot of blame associated with complaining against God. Imagine saying, God, you didn't do a very good job.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是很多人呢，就是说他呢，就是说是对神的抱怨和指责。其实你可以想象一下，他们跟神说：“神呐，你没有你的工作做得不好。
But it isn't just if you're complaining, if you're fighting, it isn't just that you're full of blame. It is that you will harm other people.
”所以这个里面呢，这就不仅仅说呢，你们不要发怨言，不要去争论，而说呢，你们要那个无可指责，寻良。
Complaining can bring much harm. Don't complain.
所以呢，抱怨呢会带来很多的伤害，所以不要抱怨。
Fighting against your brothers and sisters can bring much blame. Don't fight. Don't bring harm on them.
那争论呢，可以呢给你的弟兄姊妹呢过多的指责，所以呢，不要去发怨言，不要带来伤害，不要争论呢，不要去指责别人。
Now, if you're the kind of people who don't complain and who don't fight, and who are humble with others, you will find the second half of verse 15 is true of
因为
you.
如果呢你不发怨言，那你也不去争论，你是个谦卑的人，那么说呢，第15节的下半部分就在你身上适用了。
The truth is, you will end up shining as lights in the world in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation.
所以呢，这个经文说呢，在这弯曲败坏的时代，做神无可责备的儿女，你在这世界上好像明光照耀。
So the Christian is different.
所以基督徒们呢，他们是不同的。
And the contrast between him and the rest of the world is that the Christian shines like light in a dark place.
所以呢，就是基督徒和世界上其他的人不同的地方呢，是基督徒呢，就是说呢，在一个黑暗的世界里，他像光在闪耀。
And I remember telling somebody the story of Vic. Today I spoke to my friend and I told him about Vic.
所以呢，我就知道呢那个老王的那个故事。那么说呢，在今天和我的一个朋友交谈的时候呢，我告诉了他关于老王的故事。
And you'll remember many years ago, Vic's father, a policeman, was responsible of getting rid of missionaries from China.
所以你们大家都记得呢，老王的父亲呢，在很多年前呢，他的工作呢，就是说是驱逐在中国的宣教士们。
And his comments on those missionaries was that they were Christians. They were doing what he thought was a bad thing, but they were very nice people. He almost used the words they shine in their niceness, in the midst of a dark world.
因为里面呢，他对那些宣教士的评价呢，说他们是一些就是说基督徒，他们呢去做的事情呢，当然是他不喜欢的，但是呢，他对他们的评价说呢，这些人都是非常好的人，他基本上用了这样的一个词，他们说呢，这些人就像在黑暗中闪耀的光一样。
Well, that's a pretty worthy objective, isn't it?
其实是一个非常值得的一个目标，是不是？
Wouldn't you like to shine in a dark world?
你是不是想要在一个黑暗的世界里闪耀呢？
So the line says, verse 16 says, we're to be holding fast the word of life.
所以第十六节说呢，我们要将生命的道表明出来。
What do you do when you're shining for Jesus?
当你为主耶稣基督闪耀的时候呢，你怎么做？
Well, you talk about Jesus.
你去谈论主耶稣。
And you shine in the process.
你在这个过程中呢，你就闪耀了。
And it's interesting how many people appreciate that. They recognize that there's light there. They recognize there's help there.
其实这是非常有意思的呢，是有多少人呢？他们理解这一点。所以呢，他们在那里呢闪耀，他们在那里呢照耀。
And so again, the question is, why would you do all this? What are the implications?
所以呢，现在问题呢再次说呢，你为什么要做这些事情？做这些事情的意义是什么？
And so verse 16 says, holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain.
热杰说：“将生命的道表明出来，好叫我在基督的日子欢喜，因我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
Well, we all know the joy of doing something that works out very well.
”所以呢，我们所有人都知道，如果有些事情做得很好呢，那种喜乐。
And in particular, it's wonderful for a father to be able to rejoice in the goodness and the behavior of his son and daughter.
因为这个特别的是呢，就是作为一个父亲来说呢，在他的儿子或者女儿他们做出了好的事情呢以后，他的那种喜乐。
And so here we have the exhortation of God to be like the Lord Jesus and to do these things, working out our salvation with a life that is devoted to no murmuring and no disputing.
所以这里呢有呢，我们从神来对我们的劝告，就是说呢，我们要做成我们的救恩呢，是要通过呢不发怨言、不起争论，向光亮去照耀，然后要将生命的道表明出来。
And Paul says, if that's the case, I am very, very happy.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，如果是这种情况，我非常非常的高兴。
You hold fast the word of life, and I will rejoice in the day of Christ.
所以使徒保罗说呢，你们将生命的道表明出来，好叫我在基督的日子欢喜。
What is meant by the little phrase, holding fast? The word of life.
所以呢，这个就是说是将生命的道表明出来这样的一个词，到底是什么意思呢？
Well, it would mean that we take the Bible, which is the word of life, and we tell people about it. We keep on telling people about Jesus.
所以这个意味着呢，我们拿着我们的圣经，这个呢，其实上就是说是生命的道。不管我们走到哪里，我们都是去给别人传讲我们的主耶稣。
Instead of complaining and fighting, complaining against God and fighting one another, instead of that, we talk about Jesus and what a wonderful thing that is.
所以呢，我们不是说是去向神发怨言呢，互相起争论，而且呢，说我们呢就是到处去传讲我们的主耶稣基督，这是多么好的一件事情呢？
Now, verse 17 says, How important is that rejoicing?
所以第17节告诉我们，这样的喜乐是有多么的重要。
He says, yes, If I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all.
也就是说，我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被浇奠在其上，也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。
Basically, he's saying that even if the cost to me in order to bring you to the point where you are a bright and shining light in the dark world and you're holding fast the word of life, if the cost to me to bring you to that point is so great that I'm poured out like a drink offering and by implication I even die, why, that would be a good thing. I would rejoice.
所以呢，这里面讲到的呢，就是说是为了让你们达到这一点，就是说呢，达到一个什么点呢？就是说呢，你们呢不抱怨，不起争论，像光亮去在黑暗里照耀，将生命的道表明出来。如果能够把你们能够带到这个点上，我愿意呢像被浇奠的祭物在你们之上，这个意味着呢，他愿意为他们去死。
And you can imagine a father or a mother doing that. Sometimes you get great expense paid by a father or mother.
所以你们可以去想象一下，一个父母他那么去做呢，有时候呢，对那些父母来说呢，要花费他们很大。
Some of my friends who were older than me, when they first came to Canada, they were very, very poor.
所以呢，有些人呢，就是我的朋友，他们比我年纪大一些。他们的父母来到加拿大的时候呢，他们非常非常的贫穷。One
of them in particular had three jobs that he worked at in order to get enough money to keep his family fed.
所以其中他们有一个人呢，他必须同时做三份工作，这样呢，他的家人呢就才能吃得饱。
And another man that I knew when he first came to Canada, he often would skip a meal. He would bring food home for his children for supper. He wouldn't eat anything because he didn't have enough money for food for all. So he deprived himself of that food.
另外一个我认识的呢，他有时候呢，他晚上呢，他不吃饭，他不吃饭是因为呢，他把那个食物带回家来给他们的家人呢吃的时候呢，没有足够的食物供全家吃，所以呢，他自己不吃。
Both of those friends were proud and happy fathers.
所以我的那两个朋友呢，他们都是那个，就是一个非常的有喜乐的父亲。
But it isn't just that the father in those cases was happy. Verse 18 says, for the same reason, you also are glad for me and rejoice with me.
所以不仅仅是呢，在那个例子里呢，父亲是高兴的。第18节说呢，你们也要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。
So these fathers were proud of their children, but their children were proud of their fathers. And they said, my dad had three jobs to keep me going. My dad didn't eat. He gave us the food, wouldn't take it himself. That's the kind of good dad I had. So they rejoiced in the father, and the fathers rejoiced in the children.
所以这些父亲们呢，以他们的孩子们呢为骄傲。同样呢，他们的孩子们呢，以他们的父亲呢为骄傲。他们说呢，我的父亲呢，这就是同时做三份工作，为了供养我们。那我的父亲呢，他有时候不吃晚饭，为了让我们吃得饱。所以呢，我的父亲，他们的父亲呢，在因为他们而喜乐，他们也因为有那样的父亲而喜乐。
Now the question is that a high standard for life?
你现在问题是呢，对这样的对人生来说，是不是一个很高的标准呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
Would that kind of a life be worth it? To live for Jesus in such a way that you would deprive yourself of much? Would that be worth it?
所以这样的一个人生呢，就是你为主耶稣基督去活出这样的一个人生。有时候呢，你不得不苦待自己的时候，这个时候呢，这样的人生是不是值得的呢？
All right, so I think I just realized that I've been repeating myself here. I think I started at a place in this discussion that I had covered previously.
因为他意识到呢，就是他在重复自己，因为这个，前面一节课他已经讲过这一章了。
Roy, I'm very embarrassed, but should I not have started tonight, not at chapter 2 and verse 8, but started at chapter 3 and verse 5?
所以他说他有点尴尬，所以呢，他是本来应该从第三章第五节开始。那么我们今天呢在学这，it is a good study. I think you may continue.
Well, listen, I want to thank you all for being patient with me, but I think next time you should tell me, Harold, we did this last week.
I think you just review for the chapter two.
All right, well, I do apologize.
感谢大家耐心。他下次呢，如果他继续的重复的话呢，你们大家要提醒他，所以他抱歉。
Okay, so the issue that I'm going to dwell on simply is this: is that kind of life too extreme?
所以呢，现在呢，我认为的这样的问题是这样的，类型的人生是不是非常的极端呢？
And we're going to get to it in chapter 3, I believe. But the fact is that this kind of life that we've been describing is not too extreme. That kind of life is normal. That kind of life is what is expected. That kind of life is what brings great reward.
所以呢，我们就说呢，要在第三章里，我们继续学习，说这样一个类型的人生呢，它并不是太极端。这样的一个人生呢，它并不是说是一个不正常的太极端的人生。这样的一个人生呢，会给我们带来极大的奖赏。
So the question then is, how does this work out in life?
一些问题是这样，在我们的人生里，怎么样做出来呢？
And Paul says, well, I'm going to give you an example of how it worked out in my life.
于是呢，保罗说：“我要给大家讲，举个例子，就是这样，在我的人生里是怎样完成的。
So chapter 3 and verse 4, Paul says, though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so.
”因为使徒保罗在腓立比书第三章第四节说呢，其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。
This life of service for the Lord, this life of blessing, is not something that we work out ourselves. It's something that God works for us and in us.
因为这样的一个类型的人生呢，并不是说我们在我们自己里面，我们自己可以做成的，是那个神在我们里面帮助我们，以便我们能够做成。
So many people say, do you know who I am? And they talk about how great they are.
有些人呢都说，那你知道我是谁吗？他们就是说是告诉你他有多伟大。
The Christian says, do you know who I am? I serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm going to show you how good he is. I'm going to serve him. Instead of going up, we go down.
所以基督徒呢说呢，就说你知道我是谁吗？我服侍主耶稣，我呢就是说是我要的，我的意思就是说是我要到处传讲我为主耶稣基督工作。所以呢，我们呢就是要把主耶稣他告诉别人主耶稣基督有多好。所以呢，我们其实是让放低我们自己，而不是抬高我们自己。
So Paul says, if you wanted, I could boast because I was a pretty great guy.
因为那个使徒保罗说，那如果你想要呢，这吹牛的话，我也可以吹，因为我是个很好的人。
I think there are 7 or 8 bragging points that Paul has in the verses that follow 5 and 6.
因为我认为呢，在第5节、第6节里，使徒保罗呢，他呢要吹嘘的呢，就是有7到8件的事情。
The first four are interesting. Circumcised the eighth day, verse 5, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
与前面的4件事情呢，非常的有意思。他说呢，我第8天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人中的希伯来人。
Four things that basically say that he was really great.
所以呢，这4件事情呢，基本上是讲呢，他是非常伟大的。
Do you know who I am? They say.
他们说，那你知道我是谁吗？
And so, who was he? Well, he was circumcised the eighth day. When he was born, he was circumcised right away. Number two, he was from the tribe of Benjamin. I guess that's number three. Number two, from the stock of Israel. Number three, from the pride of Benjamin. And lastly, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Four things he was. All of which, interestingly, were things that were bestowed upon him before he had the right to choose at all. All of it came from his lot in life that was given to him.
所以这个里面，他基本上讲呢，我第8天来受割礼，基本上说他一出生呢，就以正确的方式马上就受了割礼。所以呢，第二个他说我是以色列族，以色列族呢就是便雅悯人、希伯来人、希伯来人。那么这4件事情基本上是在他人生里呢，他一出生都已经在他身上了。
Have you noticed that many people who are proud relate to the fact that they are smarter than, better looking, bigger than, richer than?
你有没有发现呢？有些人呢，他们觉得呢，那他感到非常的骄傲，因为他们比别人聪明，他们比别人长得好看，他们比别人有钱，他们比别人有能力。
If you're bigger than the other fellow, is that because? You're smart. Is that because of what you did, or do you have parents who passed on a genetic trait that is size?
也就是如果说那你有些优点比别人强的话呢，那个是不是基本上是说说是因为你自己做得更好呢？或者说是因为你的父亲呢把那种强大的好的基因传给你了呢？
If you're smart, is that because, because of something you did, because you ate Cheerios for breakfast? Or was it maybe because God granted you intelligence when he caused you to be born?
因为如果呢，你是一个很聪明的人，那是因为你自己所做的事情吗？是因为你早晨吃了麦片儿，你变得聪明呢？还是因为神他让你出生的时候呢，就把这样的恩赐放在你身上了呢？
Most people who are proud of the abilities they have, the things they do that are a function of what was given to them at birth rather than what they did themselves.
所以呢，很多人呢，他们感到骄傲呢，就是因为呢，他们呢所做的事情，他们呢就是说是他们这样的比较聪明，他们呢有这样的能力，他们能去做一些事情，而不是说是他们凭着自己去做的事情。
So pride does not come from what God gave you or what you were born with. That's not what you should be proud of at all.
所以呢，你感到骄傲的，并不是说是神赐给你的东西，而且说是你自己呢是出生是什么样的家庭，这个你并不要应该感到骄傲。
Most people who are proud brag about things that they were given. The apostle says, why would you be proud of something that was given to you? You didn't do it. You just used what was given to you. You're not to be proud of that.
因为有些人呢，他们就说是为他呢所天生所得到的东西呢感到骄傲。那么使徒说呢，你不应该为这些事情骄傲，因为这些事情呢并不是你自己所做的，你是生来就有的，是神赐给你的，你自己什么也没做。
Then in verse 5, Paul says, concerning the law, I was a Pharisee. This is another thing he was proud of.
所以呢，第五节经说，那使徒保罗就律法说呢，我是法利赛人，这是另外一件事情，他们可以觉得可以骄傲的。
He doesn't say, concerning the law, I did what the Bible says. He didn't say, concerning the law, I kept the commandments. He said, concerning the law, I did what the Pharisees told me to do. He wasn't following God. He was following the Pharisees.
所以呢，他并没有说，那就是说，就他们并不是说就律法来说呢，我照着圣经所做的，就律法来说呢，我遵守了诫命。他们说呢，就是说是就律法来说呢，我是按照法利赛人说的去做，这并不是神起源。
He says, concerning zeal, I was persecuting the church.
他说呢，就热心说呢，我是逼迫教会的。
Well, that's not something to be terribly proud of.
你这个并不是某些事情你可以真的感到骄傲的。
And then he says at the end of verse 6, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless.
所以呢，第六节继续说呢，就律法上的义说，我是无可指责的。
And in this, he probably did do what was wise. He at least tried to keep the law of God.
因为他呢，就是说呢，这个意味着呢，他并没有做一些明智的事情，但至少呢，他试图去遵守律法。
But now he says in verse 7, but what things were gained to me, these have I counted loss for Christ.
第七节说呢，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
He says, I'm not going to brag about these things because most of them I simply was given. I didn't get them myself. I was given them.
因为他说呢，我不为这些事情呢，就是说是感到骄傲，因为这些大多事情呢，都是啊，我别就神赐给我的。
So instead of thinking about them, or we would use the word gloating, instead of gloating over them, he counted them lost. He said, they're of no value in the work of Christ. Jesus is everything. What I did, what I have, what I was given, it's of no value.
因为呢，就是说是他，不是因为这件事情呢，觉得他呢有脸面有光，这是我们用的有光这个词。那么说呢，他说呢，只是我先前以为与我有益的有光的，我现在因基督都当作有损的，就是这些事情没有任何的价值。
What's he doing in verse 7? He's saying, I'm learning to think right.
所以呢，他就说是这里讲到的什么？他说我学会了正确的去思想。
I don't think about the things that other people would brag about. I'm thinking about Jesus Christ.
我并不是去思考那些呢其他人拿来吹嘘的事情，我想到的呢思考的是主耶稣基督。
And then he says in verse 8, indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord.
这个第八节继续说呢，无疑我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
One of the things that people are proud of is that the things that they have. They are proud of their things.
所以其中一件有些人呢感到骄傲的事情呢，是他们所拥有的那样的东西，他们为他们的东西感到骄傲。
Paul says, I'm not proud of the things that I am, or the things that I have, or the things that I was given. I'm proud of Jesus and the things that I was given, and other people are proud of. I'm not proud of them.
因为那个使徒保罗说呢，我并不是为我是谁，我在哪里，我所拥有的东西感到骄傲，我为主耶稣基督骄傲，其他的人呢，都为前面的那些事情感到骄傲。
But he says in verse 8, I have suffered the loss of all these things.
所以呢，第八节就说呢，我为他已丢弃万事。
Is this life of humility, this life of service to God, is that easy? Or is it expensive?
因为就是这一生呢，如果你去，就是说是在神面前谦卑去服侍神，那是容易呢，还是非常代价，有代价的呢？
Paul says, and as a matter of fact, I suffered the loss of all these things. The suffering, the expense was very great.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，我为他已丢弃万事，丢弃万事呢，这样的说呢，对他来说代价是非常巨大的。
And it's true, he says at the end of verse 8, I count them but rubbish, but just the same, I suffered the loss. I lost it, but it was hard. I suffered.
于是你说呢，八几句说呢，我把这些事情看作粪土，因为我已经丢弃了万事。我在这里丢弃万事的时候呢，也非常难，但是我就把它看作粪土。
And the question is, why did he suffer the loss of these things? Why did he lose them? Why did he follow this path of great humility and of service?
你这个里面呢，他现在问题是，他为什么要丢弃万事？他为什么要看作粪土？他为什么在这样的一个谦卑的去服侍方面，他为什么要这么去做？
And verse 9 says he does this so that he will be a different kind of a person.
你的姐姐说呢，他这样做呢，就是他会成为一个不同的人。
He said, I long to be found in Jesus Christ, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith.
你的姐姐说，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是通过基督的信心而得的义。这义是借着信心从神而来的。
So he doesn't say, listen, I want to use all my natural abilities to prove that my natural abilities brought me success. He said, I want to be able to say that it was because I believed in Jesus Christ that I got these blessings.
因为那基本上就是说呢，我不是通过我自身的能力而得到这样的事情，而是呢，因为我认识了基督，在基督里我才得到这样的赐福。
And then he says, verse 10, and Lucy, you've just joined us again. We're in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10.
我们再次呢来读第十节。那么 Lucy 刚刚加入我们，我们再学习腓立比书第三章第十节。
He said, what I want to do is I want to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
在这里基本上说呢，我这么做呢，就是要使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。第11节说，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Paul said, The Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead with the newness of life. I want to rise from the dead in a situation similar so that others would say he has resurrection of life.
于这个里面的使徒保罗说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他从死里复活，有了一个全新的生命。他说，使徒保罗说呢，我也想要有这样一个全新的生命，所以别人呢看到我说呢，使徒保罗也从死里复活了，得到新生命。
And you'll remember that in a very real sense, he almost died on many occasions, not the least of which he was taken outside the city, I believe, of Philippi and left for dead, but got up in the morning and walked to the next city.
因为呢，其实呢，就是说从真实的意义上来讲，使徒保罗呢，在很多情况下都面临着死亡，甚至都快死了。有一次呢，他被带到腓立比那个城外打得半死，他们以为他死了。那么第二天早晨呢，他又起来去另外一个城市传福音。
He knew much about the spiritual resurrection of the dead and also the physical resurrection of the dead, and that's an amazing thing.
其实他呢知道很多关于就是说灵里的复活，那么同样呢，他也知道很多那个就是说在现实中的复活，这是一个对他来说呢非常的好的事情。
So, verse 10, he experienced the power of his resurrection, but he also knew the fellowship of his sufferings.
因为第十节说呢，晓得他复活的大能，那他同样也晓得和他一同受苦。
So, you marvel at his focus here. He's basically saying, my objective is to live a life which is obviously a life of the resurrection of the dead. You can't explain it any other way.
你这个里面，他这里的焦点呢是非常有意思的一个焦点。他说呢，我基本上我的人生呢，我是要活出这样的一个人生，或者呢，就是我也得以从死里复活。这样呢，从死里复活呢，是一个完全不同的事情。
Now, Paul is basically saying in these verses up to this point, this is what I was. Much of what I've said you know to be true because you watched me, you Philippians.
因为就是到这一节为止呢，使徒保罗基本上说呢，他这就是我曾经有的样子。那么说呢，你腓立比人，你们观察我看我是什么样的人。
But he's basically saying in verse 12 that I'm not there yet. Much of what I have in the past, you've seen, you glorify God for, you're thankful for, but I want more. I need more.
历史的本能呢，在第十二节里继续说呢，我基本上呢，我还没有达到我的目标。那么说呢，我过去呢，你们腓尼比人做的，看到我所做的事，我所给神带来荣耀的那些事情，我已经做的那些事情，但是呢，我那些事情呢，你们可以去给神荣耀，去赞美主，但是我还想要做更多。
So, verse 13, he says, brethren, oh, sorry, verse 12, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
第十二节说这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。
Paul is saying, I don't believe that I have accomplished all that I should accomplish yet.
所以使徒保罗基本上说呢，我相信我还没有得到，我还没完成我所有应该完成的事情。
And that's a great principle for us to follow.
所以，对我们来说是一个非常好的原则，我们去追随的。
You and I can say, it's true. Because I followed the Lord Jesus Christ, certain things, wonderful things happened to me in my life. The Lord blessed me here, the Lord used me there, and I've got a good story. I'm thankful for all that the Lord has done for me.
所以你我呢，基本会说呢，我跟从主耶稣基督，那么主耶稣基督呢，在这里赐福我，在那里帮助我，所以呢，基本上说，在我的整个的一生中，我追随主耶稣基督，我要感谢主耶稣基督。
But the question is, has your life proven all that could be in and through your life?
这些的问题是呢，就是说，在你的人生，你所有的这一切，它可以证明你的人生经历了这一切吗？
You say, well, the Lord has done great things for me. Paul says, the Lord has done great things for me. But I believe that had I followed him wisely, he could have and would have done more, and therefore I want to do more tomorrow than I did yesterday.
所以呢，就是说呢，使徒保罗说呢，我跟从主耶稣基督，你也说呢，我跟从主耶稣基督，所以我们就有可能说呢，我们有可能呢，更多的就是说也可能就是更好。 的去服侍主，去跟从主。那么说呢，如果我们有这个态度呢，主，我们要主啊，帮助我们在明天呢，我们去服侍更多。
A man who wants to get rich will he will direct his life in such a way that he could earn a lot of money. Let's say he did that and he earned $1 million.
就是一个人呢，他如果想变得有钱呢，他就把他人生的方向呢放在赚钱上。他呢非常努力的，我们假设呢，他赚了钱，他赚了100万。
And then he stops to think and he says, you know, if I had been more wise, if I had been more diligent, I could have earned $10 million.
然后呢，他在这个时候呢，他就说呢，他就在思考。他说呢，如果我更加的明智，我更加的勤奋，那么说呢，我有可能到这个时候我已经赚了1000万美金。
And so the Christian often looks back and he says, well, it's true, God used me. I think I accomplished something, let's call it 10.
现在就是那个基督徒们通常会回忆过去，他说那个是的，神呢，他过去帮助我，我完成了一些事情。我们假设所完成的事情，我们把它称之为十。
But he says, if I had followed Jesus the way I should have, the way I could have, instead of accomplishing 10, I could have got 100.
因为他说呢，如果我呢，就是说是啊，我跟从主耶稣基督，以我应该的，我能够去跟从的方式去跟从主耶稣基督呢，我本来呢应该完成100，而不是10。
And so he says in verse 12, he says, not that I have already attained, or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold on me.
第12节说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
What did he want me to do?
他要我做什么？
Did I do half of it? Did I do a quarter of it? If in fact I were to do all of it, could he even raise my productivity so that I could do more tomorrow?
也就是说呢，我是做到了一半，我是还是做到了1/4，或者说呢，如果呢我是全部都做到了，那么呢主呢他会给我更多的能力，让我明天呢能够做到更多。
So verse 13 says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
第13节说：“弟兄们，我们不是以为自己已经得着了。我只有一件事情，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。”
And so we look at that and we say, Paul, that's wonderful. You've accomplished so much, but frankly, that's really too extreme. Your life was too extreme. I'm happy to be a Christian and I'm going to do a little, but I don't know. That's just too extreme, Paul. That's too extreme for me.
那你我说呢？我们说呢是使徒保罗，你讲的非常好。你在人生中呢完成了这么多的事情呢，但是呢，就是太极端的情况，因为你的情况太极端。我只是一个普通的基督徒，对我来说呢，我只要做普通的事情就可以了。你的情况是非常极端的情况。
And so very often we look at the Christian life and we say, what level should I be at? Should I go for here, or can I do here, or down here, or what level of commitment should we have in the things of God?
所以我们通常呢，在思考我们基督徒的人生呢，我们会说呢，我们在神的那个服侍里面，我们要在哪一个水平呢？我们要在这个水平呢，还是在这个水平，还是这个水平呢？那么说呢，我们应该有多在什么样的情况下去服侍神呢？
So in verse 15, Paul says, therefore, let as many as of us who are mature have this mind. He's basically saying you all should have this same mind that I have regarding these things of God.
这历史我接受那时的话，所以在我们中间呢，凡是完全人，总要成这样的心。他基本上说呢，在神的事情里面，你们要和我有同样的心。
And then he says in verse 15, very interestingly, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
就是在第15节呢，他继续说呢，非常有意思。他说：“你们若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此启示你们。
So some people would say, oh, that's too extreme.
”有些人会对使徒保罗说呢：“保罗，这个太极端了。”
And Paul says, I'm encouraging you all to live life to that extreme of service for the Savior.
历史这么说呢，我呢鼓励你们所有的人呢，都像那个过出这样一个极端的人生，为了救主。
And he's saying, if in fact you don't agree, if in fact you don't follow that way, I want you to know that God will reveal this to you. He'll basically say, you made a mistake. You should have lived like that.
现在基本上说呢，如果你不像这样去服侍，你不像这样去生活呢，那也使得保罗说呢，神呢会把这样的事情呢去启示给你。基本上说呢，你犯了错误了。
So, what are you going to find on Judgment Day?
那么在审判日你会发现什么呢？
Are you going to find all the exhortations of Scripture to holiness and to service and to Christlikeness? All of those are right, and we should have followed them more.
其实你会发现，在圣经里所有这样的劝告我们去服侍、劝告我们去做的这样的事情都是对的，我们应该呢跟从的更多，照着更多的去做。
This verse is saying that on Judgment Day, no one will be able to say the casual Christian life was what was right. That's what I did, and I was right. The casual Christian all will say, I was wrong. God has revealed to me I was wrong. Casual Christianity is not right.
所以呢，就说是在审判日的那一天呢，就说是没有任何一个随随便便的基督徒说呢，我是对的，因为这就是我是一个随随便便的基督徒，我随随便便的去服侍，随随便便的去做很多事情，所以呢，我这样的随随便便是错的。
Well, that's maybe where we should leave our studies this evening. Paul's exhortation and his example, very, very powerful, very good. We should say, Lord, I want to be able to fulfill all that you choose for me to do and be in my life. I don't want to just do part. I would like to be all that you would like me to be.
因为我们今天呢，应该就停到这里了。因为使徒保罗对我们的劝告呢，非常有力量的。所以呢，我们就是说呢，我们应该说呢，我们所有的人生里，我们要选择去服从那个神要在我们的人生里要我们所做的事情。我们应该说呢，在神呢，如果说选择在我们的人生里要我们去服侍去做的，我们要选择全部的服从，应该做的更多。
Well, again, my apologies for repeating myself in the earlier part of this message. Thank you for your patience.
所以再次呢，他抱歉，因为在前面的时候呢，他重复了上个星期讲的，所以呢，感谢大家的耐心。
So let's just pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we are thankful that your standard for us is a high standard.
谢主啊，我们感谢您，您对我们的标准呢是一个高标准。
We thank you that Paul lived up to that high standard.
我们感谢您呢，就是使得保罗呢活出这样的高标准。
We marvel that you could use us if we were to live up to that high standard.
所以我们呢就是感到非常的惊奇，您呢就是说呢，如果我们也可以活出那样的一个标准，您呢可以使用我们。
And so, Lord, we pray that you will give us the purpose of heart that Paul had and the zeal to follow you as Paul did.
也主啊，我们也祷告的期间，您的赐给我们这样的，就是说是保罗那样的一个心思，也赐给我们像保罗那样的热心去服侍您。
And so, Lord, we pray that you will strengthen each of us in this weekend.
这主啊，我们也祷告，在这个周末呢，你会加强我们每一个人。
May we learn and may we live your great truth.
所以我们愿我们学习，愿我们活出您的伟大的真理。
And would you do a great work, we pray, in us and through us.
所以呢，求您呢，就是说呢，在我们通过我们去行伟大的工作。
And we give thanks now for all of these things in Jesus' name.
我们为这所有的一切献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. May the Lord bless us. See you in the morning if you're on this side. And we'll see you soon, maybe one way or the other, on the other side.